Yeah, we want to talk about music. I wanted to sort of talk a bit about how we use the music and what are the principles that guide those choices. And to do that, I wanted to play a clip. Again, this is raw tape of a very interesting guy, a mathematician that we really like. We talk to a lot. His name is Steve Strogatz, who we were talking to him about, I forget what, and he just told us this thing about fireflies. So this is the raw tape here.
It, not here, but in Southeast Asia, in Malaysia or Thailand, there are enormous congregations of fireflies along riverbanks. I mean, picture it. There's a riverbank in Thailand in the remote part of the jungle. You're in a canoe slipping down the river. There's no sound of anything, maybe the occasional, you know, exotic jungle bird or something. And you're looking and you just see, I mean, I can't do it, it's radio, but you see whoop, 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 with thousands of lights on and then off, all in sync.
So that's a little clip of tape that I remember when he said that. We kind of looked at each other like, ooh, that's kind of interesting. We can work with that.
It's also very painterly. You get the whole idea. You know you're on a river. You know you're seeing things. So there's no particular reason to add anything.
However, here's that same clip of tape all gussied up. Here's what we did with it.
Picture it. There's a riverbank in Thailand in the remote part of the jungle. You're in a canoe slipping down the river. There's no sound of anything, maybe the occasional, you know, exotic jungle bird or something. And you're looking and you just see whoop, 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 with thousands of lights on and then off, all in sync.
Imagine all the trees, as far as you can see, are all brilliantly lit and then totally dark. Brilliantly lit, total darkness.
All of them in sync.
Yeah, and no Westerner had ever seen this site. There was folklore, there was the stories about it. But nobody had gone in and photographed and captured samples.
Well, not until 1965.
This was done by John Buck.
John Buck, B-U-C-K.
One of the great researchers.
According to the records, I'm 92.
Buck and his wife, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Mass Buck.
Went to Thailand and captured bags full of male fireflies.
You could just reach up and shake the branches and the fireflies would rain down.
And brought them back to their hotel room.
And we turned off the lights.
We turned them loose.
And saw that the fireflies flittered around on the walls and ceiling.
They flew back and forth.
Flashing randomly.
Elizabeth lay on the floor of the room.
I was just tired. John stayed awake, and he was the one who saw.
Within a few minutes, little groups, duos and trios formed.
And after a while,
the fourth one would join in.
They got closer and closer together, and then finally they were synchronized.
The whole room was blinking in perfect harmony.
He was excited the next morning when he told me about it.
20 years later, John Buck is still asking this question.
Well, what is going on?
Today on Radiolab, we will do as Steve urges and step away from the individual to find mystery, beauty, and order in the group. So, there's a real question that that I want to ask. Do all the noises and the bleeps enhance what Steve Strogatz, the story he told us, or does it rob it in some sort of way? I don't know.
I have a prejudice just because of my sheer awe of some of the deep musicality of things like that. This is Jan's territory, so he's not allowed to say, but there is something about just the bucks. For example, you hear, first of all, a string of voices. So you hear Robert's voice, you hear Jad's voice, those are sort of radio-y voices, and then you hear Steve Strogatz's voice, which is a rich voice. And then these two fabulously strange people, one of whom sounds like he's just basically made of sawdust.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's with Mrs. Buck. She seems to be hanging upside down or whatever. But when you pick those things, so you get, And you get this strange, crazy quilt of raw ingredients just in the sound. And, you know, a lot of people would listen to the bucks and say, well, we can't use them. They're a little hard to hear, a little hard to understand. But this isn't that. This is a guy who just jumps in with both feet and gets happy that we're going to get gradations and variety in, and that's just the sound of voices. Let's talk